Activity. Oh my god, look, I was really hoping that we were gonna go ahead and start the show.
Look at who it is.
Who it is? Who this is?
Me phone, who it is?
What's up? It's
who Twitch, who it is?
First time, long time. I like the show.
Hang up quick.
Prank call. We're actually live on Twitch.
We're actually live.
I don't know if you know.
Oh, actually, he commented through Twitch. That's how I saw him.
Of course.
What's up, boys?
What up?
You won't bother to tell us directly, but you go through Twitch and hope for that for us to fish our way to that message.
Well, I got the alert on my phone that you guys went live.
He was like, "Oh crap! They started without me."
Yeah. So I mean, that's apologies. As always, it's a bit of a transition period. So,
are you at your seasonal residence?
Oh, is this a new abode?
This is the temporary abode.
Oh, you blurred the background, so I can't even see what's behind me.
I did. Yeah, I did.
It's a lot of nudie mags. It's like a wall of nudie mags.
It definitely isn't. It's
a wall full of Wii magazines, I'm sure. All right, record started. We've been on Twitch for, it seems like, a fortnight.
You play that?
Well, hi, guys.
I don't play that.
No, I don't play that at all.
I don't.
Not one
bit. No, a fortnight was a thing before the game actually was a thing. Like, it just means an extended period of time.
You do the dance.
Are you flossing right now? I swear to Christ, if you're flossing, I'm not even going to look at the screen.
That's what Fortnite people do.
They used to do.
Is that the entire game? Is that just people dancing?
It's a lot of that weird dancing.
That weird dancing, making my dick soft.
I don't know how Fortnite became a dance game. I thought it was about
bizarre.
Like shooting and stuff.
It is a shooting game.
So why did all these dances come about?
It's just like crates and just little add-ons for the game. That's all.
Added value?
I mean, people pay for it.
So it's a gamer with the gaming headphone.
Yeah.
He looks like he's playing a game right now. It's almost like he's chatting with us while playing a game. That's what it looks like when you look talk to him.
Well, we are on Twitch, so we should be gaming.
Is there a chance that we could actually increase our listenership if we just let Jack play video games while we talk?
Technically, maybe.
I could.
If we have like a little picture-in-picture just floating like the top left of Jack's gameplay.
Yeah.
That would be our cool fourth mic. Yeah.
Because then you guys could comment. Be like, no, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'd all be sort of like virtually playing a video game, like, you know, in a one room.
then we can tell you when to start flossing.
Right. I guess.
Strategically.
He's doing it right now.
I don't know why I keep looking, because it's just going to upset me if I get a look at that thing. Oh god.
Well, hello,
Jack. Glad you're keeping yourself together. We were kind of worried there to start the show.
Yeah, it's been quite the last few days, to say the least. So
what's today? Is today officially day one, or was that yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Oh.
We're trying to get into the groove of things, but it's tough. So.
Oh man, I can only imagine.
Just think about it like this: it's five adults and two children in one house.
Do you have any privacy?
I don't know what that is.
Or do you share rooms with your offspring, your little ones?
Right now, yes.
I'm sorry.
So yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I didn't know if that was a mocking laugh or a commiserating laugh or a combination of both.
Right, a combination.
Yeah. I feel nothing but sorrow.
I'm sorry.
No laugh.
That's painful.
It is. Trust me. We're for planning, trying to get out as quick as possible.
Well, I see you have some libations in hand to help drown the pain away.
What you got with you? Oh.
I believe that it's a small batch Four Roses, right?
That's not one that you'll have allergic reactions to, right?
No, isn't it?
Oh, or is it? I can't remember. Which one is the one that you were dying from?
That would be the traditional, the one they sell you by the gallon Four Roses. that one is a no-go. But the small batch, big fat winner every single time.
Okay, there you go.
Some remnants here in the studio. So.
Small batch and single barrel, those are the good ones. The other one is the one that you'll die to.
Yes, I'm a fancy bitch, so let that be known here and now.
Handcrafted, man.
Handcrafted, as opposed to feet or whatever else.
Whatever that means.
Whatever the alternative is. All right. Well, that's a horrible way to start the show. We should probably do it right now.
Now?
Maybe now. I don't know. What do you got? Are we going to put it up to a vote?
I just need to know, right now or now?
Now. Another week, another dollar, live from the Fairfax Studios, live from Eddie's room. It's a Bad Slam podcast. You know the spiel if you watch or listen to our show on a week-to-week basis. Hello to the Twitch folk. I think I haven't gotten an angry text from Tony, so I assume he's checked out this week. But anybody else is checking us on Twitch live, we thank you for checking us out. As a regular podcast, wherever you listen, Apple, Spotify, Google, Pandora, CastBox, the whole lot, we thank you. And as always, support your boys. Keep this little engine that could going by shopping through our links, badslant.com/support. Tons of deals. You're going stir crazy with your children. Perhaps you're locked in a home with five other adults and you can't wait to get the latest drops. Do some shopping through our links and bide your time until you're able to run free. Did we check our page to see if anybody bought the scooter last week? I'm dying to know.
No, we'll find out. Sometime within the quarter.
Yeah. Crunch these numbers. Perhaps the person within our listening audience that got the first of the stimulus checks was able to flex nuts, and we'll see them posting pictures and thanking us copiously. But as soon as they do that, we'll thank them copiously because we'll get a few shekels off that. I don't have an item of the week, but I do want to do a quick plug for something that's taking place this weekend. My brother-in-law, DJ Geometrix, he's been on the show before. He's celebrating another birthday this year, obviously. But instead of asking for gifts or going out and partying, which obviously isn't really an option right now, he's doing an online streaming set this weekend. So obviously his name is DJ Geometrix, so he is an actual DJ. He's doing a Facebook Live on Saturday evening from 8 to 11, and it's not just to flex nuts and show the world how good he is, but he's creating an avenue with the good folks at Me and You City, Me and You Dot City. That's a nonprofit my wife is intimately involved in. They are going to be taking donations. They're helping families in the area that have been affected directly by the COVID-19 pandemic. Check out the Beat Refinery Facebook page, facebook.com/beatrefinery. Again, Saturday, April 18th from 8 to 11, DJ Geometrix is going to be spinning all the hits. So if you're in our age group, he's going to play songs you might actually know. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be no flossing whatsoever, but it'd be a good time. And you can donate to a good cause. I got the link on my Instagram page, and I'll share that with our Bad Slant audience here in short order. But check it out. Best thing you could probably do on a Saturday night. At least under these circumstances. So check it out. Facebook.com/beatrefinery. And that'll be going down this Saturday evening.
Very cool.
Sounds
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys actually, this isn't on the, on a rundown for this week, and we got a lot to get to, but have you seen any like the the hits battles that have been going on, like on Instagram Live?
I've heard about them, and I think there was like a pretty epic one last week, right? Like last boy. Weekend.
Yeah. So the premise of this whole thing is that two big name producers, they're locked in their homes with nothing better to do. They'll go head to head, just like on Instagram Live, playing their greatest hits, like mm-hmm. their best 20 hits. And the first one I think was Scott Storch and Manny Fresh.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it was pretty wild. The whole thing consisted of Scott Storch smoking weed and Manny Fresh talking shit. But it was hilarious. I guess it created such a buzz that there was a follow-up. And last week it was the RZA versus DJ Premier.
Oh, nice.
So I think they had like 200,000 people like tuned in on Instagram Live, of which I was one of those 200,000. But it was wild, man.
How long are these sessions? Like an hour? 2 hours?
Well, theoretically, okay, they're not playing the whole song, so you figure it's 40 songs between these two guys.
Yeah.
If they're only playing like a 20-second cut, then you know it should go by pretty quickly, maybe like an hour and a half at most.
Yeah.
But then the RZA, unfortunately, was noticeably absent when the go time hit, and then on top of which he couldn't quite get the audio right, so
of course.
Yeah, it's like he was broadcasting on Twitch. It was awful. But after like 27 uninterrupted minutes of DJ Premier just like tap dancing, he eventually got his shit together.
Cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. So if you were into the woo, it was a good night.
I did catch DJ Geometric set two weekends ago. I guess he did some sort of like live stream, and it was just like a Friday night playing the hits and then taking requests through Twitch, I believe. That was kind of cool. And people were putting in their submissions, and he would see them, and then he'll just start playing music. I'm like, that's kind of it's a unique experience to. I don't think, you know, once we get back to civilization and stuff, I don't think this is going to carry on. But the fact that you have these renowned and top DJs in the area doing these things, and you know, it's neat. It's cool. Take advantage of it while you can.
Yeah, for sure. And I think Manny Fresh is doing it on a week to week basis. Oh, like not the whole like
that's cool.
Not the whole back and forth battle thing.
Yeah.
But he's just playing. I guess he owns a club, and he's just in his club alone playing the hits alone.
Wow! 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 That's pretty cool.
I don't know how many times I can listen to Drop It Like It's Hot, but he's going to play it. I may tune in.
You know, I was considering picking up DJing as a hobby during this time that I'm at home. Not that I have a lot of free time, but I was toying with the idea. So I was like, I told the wife, like, hey, what do you think if I bought like a whole DJ kit set thing? And she was like, no, 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 like, no. Just like she couldn't say no any more than that, and I was like, okay.
I can't imagine your wife saying no that many times in that angry voice.
She never says no this much, and usually she's all like whatever about me picking up any new hobby and stuff. But this is the one time she was like, "You are not spending all this money on new DJ equipment." I'm like, okay, fine.
And in this regard, I have to agree with the missus. That sounds like a terrible idea. Oh, you go ahead and leave that to the professionals.
Fun. Yeah, probably. But it seems fun.
Well, speaking of fun, we got a lot of fun to get to tonight. Talk about things we're doing to try to keep ourselves entertained, like, you know, finding new hobbies, trying to stay fit, which can go terribly wrong, which I will detail here very shortly. Did we talk about the uniform stuff last week in great detail?
No,
we just kind of glossed over it. It's going
it's
on.
Different. Yeah, that's what
it's dragging on. I had no idea it was going to expand beyond like the two teams that dropped uniforms last week, but it's catching fire, and there are more uniforms to be debuted. So we'll touch on that. We saw a debut of another iPhone, of the good one, not the stupid iPhone 11, 12 craps, the one that everybody wants.
I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, well, you wait until you see those numbers, those sales numbers pop up. And I think Ice already alluded to the unveil of the Terramana. Okay, before you want to get to anything, do you just want to do that first?
I could, because I'm thirsty. I'm going to be waiting to drink this thing.
Okay, so we'll skip everything. We'll put it pause on everything else. But you were able to get your hands on a bottle of the Terramana Reposado.
Yes, I was. And for the Twitch folks and folks on YouTube, here you go. So The Rock has been working on his own brand of tequila, and he has two types of tequila. There's a Reposado, which is this baby that I was able to find here. Sorry, I keep moving this thing around. It's all mirrored and backwards.
I'm getting dizzy.
And then there's a Blanco version, which is my preference for tequila. I think a lot of it is due to us getting into the drinking heydays, and I think we started with the Jose Cuervo, so that's in the world of Reposado. And when every time I have any sort of Reposado, it brings that feeling back. No matter how good the tequila is, it just brings it back, the smell, the taste. But I would say I did have a little sip of this last night. I just couldn't wait till today to try it.
You ruined it.
I had to, but I did just pour myself. So this is technically my second sip, my second glass. And what's there's not a lot of people that if you ask them, do you like tequila? I don't think there's a lot of people that says, yes, I'm a tequila person. I would say
I don't know those people.
No. But I would say, dude, the Reposado Terramana is probably the smoothest Reposado that I've ever had. It's so I have a sip right here, and I'll explain what I'm going through.
Would you say it's the most electrifying Reposado you've ever had?
So, in normal cases, drinking one of these tequilas, that a big of a sip that I just had, I would be dead right now. I'd be like, I have all these facial reactions. That is the cleanest Reposado. Like, I can sit here, sip this all night. It goes down super smooth, and then it has that. Then the flavor kind of kicks back, but it's really mild. It's really light. So if you're afraid of tequila and you want to work your way back in, it's not a bad tequila. I've had this one. I've had the, was it the Casamigos one, the George Clooney one? This is like hands down way better than that one. But I'm super interested in getting his other one, the Blanco version of the Terramana, but that's hard to find. That's like, I think they're shipping this one out first, and then certain locations are getting the Blanco version. I think the closest one that we have is closer down south, like about 40 minutes away at the Plains. Or a little bit past the Plains. So,
pretty far.
One of our listeners, Grace, she was trying to convince me to go down and go pick up a bottle because she's like, I found 8 of them down there. We should go. We should go buy them all. I'm like, no, it's far.
Is she trying to cop? Is she trying to flip? Like, what the hell?
No. She wants it. She's actually surprisingly, she's a huge Rock fan. And every time there's...
And I gotta be friends with Grace.
Seriously, like anytime there's like a Rock news, I expect to hear from you. Actually, I hear from her first. So she'll send me links and she'll be like, oh my God. So
my fandom is waning. So yes, that makes sense.
So actually she went out yesterday and she actually found 3 bottles of this Reposado. So she picked up 3 bottles to herself and she found 8 bottles of Blanco down south. So she was trying to convince me to go and get it. But I was like, nah, how about you go get it for us? So we'll find out. Maybe she picked up a few bottles for us. I don't know. We'll see.
Got my fingers crossed. Well, you talk about the Blanco. Not only were you able to cop, but so was I. Wait, that's not the Terramana at all, is it? That is the Lunasul, which I think means blue moon, which doesn't really set a high bar here real quick.
Nice.
But yeah, I think this was a $20 tequila, and it came with a free sample of Deep Eddy lemon, so it sounded like a winner to me. And you know what? I couldn't wait to crack this bad boy open. I'll take another sip because I think I drank too much of it to remember how it tasted, but we'll see.
I like black.
How goes it?
It's not Cuervo, so I think that in and of itself is a win.
That doesn't say a lot, but
it's actually
a lot
very
at the same time.
It's very like neutral. Like you can definitely taste that it's tequila, but it's not something that's going to offend your taste buds. So I'm probably going to have a good time mixing this thing up with a whole host of ingredients, notably my dehydrated oranges and, you know, the whole lot. But yeah, it's not bad. I will probably finish this whole bottle, not tonight. That would be a record.
JJ hasn't seen it. You got to show him your, he has this fancy orange that he like did some fancy thing to. Yeah, wave it in front of the camera. Higher.
There it is.
There you go. Look at that fancy orange.
AJ overbought when it came to oranges and could not consume them in a rapid enough clip. So instead of just chucking them in the wastebasket, I went ahead and I dehydrated them and turned them into garnishes.
Did you use the Ronco dehydrator?
No. Because Ron Pompeo is full of shit. And you can accomplish all those things without any of those fancy gadgets that he was pitching on the telly.
Damn it.
Yeah. So there you have it. So we got dehydrated oranges. We got cheap-ass tequila. Hey, everybody's winning here, man. We're all good.
How are you, JJ? You said you were going to go out the next day and pick up some more liquor. Did you end up getting anything?
The Four Roses. I got some Whistle Pig.
Nice.
And that was all that I really wanted from the store. There wasn't anything else. I was like feverishly going to pull out my phone to look at some things that they just got in.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I didn't want to take off any of the, like, my gloves or anything. So I was like, because I didn't want to touch anything. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get what I know and then leave. So those are the two things I picked up that day.
Yeah. Good choices.
Yeah.
So it's solid.
Well, if you need garnishes, you know where to get them from.
Sure.
I can orchestrate a contact-free delivery. We can make this whole thing very seamless.
It comes pre-charged. Yes,
pre-charged. That's my default contact now. It's just contactless delivery.
Been really cool. I think I tried that out this week in a couple places, and you just pull up, open up your hatch. They're like, you want us to load it up for you? Like, hell yeah. And then the only downside to all this, I realized after the fact, is because they're doing all the work and you're not picking things out yourself and bagging them and all that stuff, you don't know what they're putting in your car until you get home or unless you get out and check it and all that stuff. So when I did one of these pickups, I actually left out some items. And then when we came home, we had to like check the order. I was like, where did it go? And then turns out that they forgot to bring it. So then we had to call and it became the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, it's awesome, man. You pull up, it's quick. You say, I'm here. They come down, pop it in. You drive away without even having to lift a finger. It's kind of neat.
So just to recap.
You tip them afterward?
No. I mean, they weren't even close to tip. Like, they weren't even, like, they weren't in, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think they're used to getting tips, or they're not even requesting or asking for tip. They just like come load your car and just walk away. Like you didn't even have an opportunity unless you run after the guy and like, hey, here take this. So
wait, is this a restaurant or is it groceries? I'm trying to decipher.
It's we did one with Target, and Target comes down, bring all the goods, and then they just walk away. We went to the garden center, the Merrifield Garden Center. They also have a similar service, and same deal. They load your car and they walk away. Like, they don't even want any additional, or they don't seem like they want anything, or to give you an opportunity to give them any additional tip money or anything. So I found it weird, because I was expecting for them to come up close to your window and be like, okay, I just loaded your car. You need anything else? Are we good? And then you'd be like, oh, here's your tip. And then, you know, give that opportunity. But no, they just put stuff in your car, close the hatch, walk away. I'm like,
okay. I was just, I was thinking like an in-app purchase where you could for Uber Eats and all that stuff where you
can. It's not even in there. I mean, we've tried Instacart where they delivered stuff to our house, so we don't have to go out as much, and there we can definitely tip. So we've been tipping higher than the normal. But yeah, the whole curbside pickup. No, no one really expects anything, so it's weird.
Next time, just throw money out the window and see what happens. Like, if they pick it up, then you know it's a worthwhile endeavor. If not, then you know better.
Nice. Hey,
excuse me, sir. You dropped your money.
What?
It's for you. All right. Well, speaking of knowing better, I can give a quick rundown of how I learned not to ever do anything ever in your home, especially if you live in a condo.
I do want to hear about this.
Do you really want to hear this?
I do.
I sent you guys pictures. I think I posted it on the Instagram, on my Instagram. But just, you know, this whole fiasco of the pandemic has just, you know, caused us to behave in ways we wouldn't normally behave. Obviously, we can't work out the way that we normally do. I know, Ice, you can't go to your Orange Theory anymore. Jack can't run screaming out of his house to get away from the kids. Like, mm-hmm. it's completely driven our normal practices and thrown them out the window. So I can't go to the gym at all. So I've been climbing up the walls for how many weeks have we been on this now? Like it's 5 weeks?
Five weeks, I think.
I think I'm up to 6 or 7 because I was at home before the whole thing hit. So I was looking at getting like the pull-up bar deal because I can't do push-ups anymore. I can't let that be the only thing I do for fitness from here until June 10th. Like it just can't be. So I was looking at pull-up bars, and then the wife, who is a yoga instructor, she was looking at these things called stall bars or Swedish ladders. Have you guys heard of this thing at all?
No. Is this right. A real thing, yeah. Or is so this this a thing for the yogis and stuff?
The fancy shit ones are kind of more yogi centric, but they have versions of it where it's kind of for general fitness. So I think we actually had a meeting of the minds where this could actually benefit both of us. So I looked at the thing that she sent me. I was like, that's way too expensive. And then I started just searching Amazon, and the ones that were in my price range had 1-star reviews and had kids falling off. They had kids getting their heads chopped off. So I took that into account, and then the fact that it was the missus's birthday. So went ahead and opted for the one that she sent me. We got they're not made in Sweden. They're just like the style, like this, they're Swedish inspired, I guess. But they're made it. The ones we bought were made in the good old US of A, and they had some instructions once they came. Some tools to help assemble the thing, but the actual mounting of the thing, like it looks like a wooden ladder, like it exactly as it's described, just like wood that looks like a ladder.
You say it's called an arm bar because that's not showing up.
Stall bar.
I'm trying to pull it up.
Arm bars.
No, that's why.
Pictures of Ronda Rousey pulling arms off.
I was like, I do not see what you're talking about, but okay.
Now, sorry, the tequila's taking over. Stall bars. Or Swedish ladder.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. So I'll post a picture of it when we're all through. So, so we get the thing. It arrives after like maybe 4 days, and you know, pretty quick given that everything that is not an N95 mask is being delayed. So we get it, and I actually have to cool my heels for a couple of days. I'm really excited to put the thing up, but the missus wasn't ready to like jump into it. So just kind of sat there for a few days, and then we eventually got to it. We assemble it, but from there, they tell you how to assemble the thing, which in and of itself wasn't complete in the directions they sent. The mounting to your home is entirely up to you. So you got to figure out like where your studs are. You got to figure out.
Every home is different, so there's no set way of getting this securely on your wall. So they
sure. Maybe like a general outline would have been helpful. Like suggested methodology, you know, anything to kind of point you in the right direction. None of that really kind of took place. So, you know, old DIY AJ was left to his own devices. And I found a few websites that gave me a general idea of what I could do to get this thing right. And I've mounted a TV on my own before. And the damn thing hasn't fallen off the wall, ripped out the drywall at all. So I figured I followed that general template. We're going to be okay. So I got
that. But I'm sure you're not hanging off the TV, so it's a bit different.
A little bit different. Slightly different. But we're going like 3 years with that TV, so I think we're in decent shape. So I have an idea. I got like the gigantic lag screws, which they look like a pitchfork, you build the railroads with. Yeah, you got get a handful of those guys, and you know, drill a hole into a stud, and you're all good.
Yeah,
I got a stud finder. I feel like I'm ahead of the game. Like there's no earthly way this could possibly go wrong. So we start cranking on, I drill a hole, a pilot hole. We started cranking the first screw, and all of a sudden, we hit a stopping point. The screw is not going any further. So that's when the panic sets in. I tried not to let on any panic to the wife at all, because she figured I had this thing handled. There was a little bit of panic going on inside. When there's like 6 inches of screw hanging out of the wall, and the damn thing isn't quite getting any closer.
We have to stop. How big is the screw? What are we talking about? Like,
it's a 5-inch lag screw, so figure the size of my forearm.
Crap.
Yeah, so like half of the damn thing is hanging out of the wall, and you know the ladder's still holding still, but you know the screw is nowhere close to being all the way in. So she's like, "You need to call somebody," and I'm like, I got this. I got this completely. There's no chance this doesn't work. So we regather. I think I drill a deeper pilot hole, and I'm able to get that one in. By that point, 4 hours have gone by. So I've decided, you know what? We're just gonna sleep on this. We're gonna recalculate. And then she's like, call the people that made this and ask them what they think. And I'm like, babe, it's way too late. Like, if I call them now, like,
that's the same thing as saying, hey, babe, pull over and ask for directions.
Yes, exactly. And then I saw where that one screw was sitting in the wall. And then, you know what? I said, I'll leave them a message. I call, left a message. I thought there's no chance they get it back to me. 7 minutes later, they call me back and say, hey, got your message. By the way, the screw you bought, complete overkill. He's like, yeah, you could do that, but that's way too much. And then he tells me that I could probably get it done with like 8 screws that are like the size of my middle finger, and that would, if you get them on a stud, it'll be perfectly fine. So
yeah, I mean, five inches of like a serious screw does sound massive. I would say
and it's like the size of a microphone. Like it's not insignificant, the screws that I bought, but I kept most of them. They're still here in the home for the most part. So if I want to re-engage and get the big ones in there, I can do that. So I regroup the next day, get the smaller screws, and then I start drilling away. So I'm drilling, and then the first ones go in, and I'm like, that feels like it just went straight through drywall and nothing else. So I got holes, and I got screws that are holding on to nothing. So I'm like, all right, what do I do now? So I go back and get the longer screws, and I'm like, okay, the only thing I got to do as part of this to make these guys work is drill a deeper hole. Makes sense, right?
Not quite.
No. Like, the problem is, I think I'm just touching the drywall. If I go deeper, I can get that stud because I know where they are. I got a stud finder.
Okay.
Yes, I have a stud finder. I paid American currency for it, and it gave me a general idea where that stud was. I did the measurements. I went back and forth. I figured I got an area I can drill into. So I got my longer screws. I got my drill that I'm ready to drill this deeper hole to get that stud. I get on top of my nice big bar stool because I don't have a real ladder, because who does when they live in a condo? And then I get to drilling. I'm like, man, I'm really hitting this stud hard because it's like it's pushing back. Like it's fighting me. I'm like, all right, I just got to push harder.
That should have been your first sign to stop. I don't know. But common sense says, this is not going. I mean, I should stop.
Yeah.
I mean, it felt similar to other studs that I've drilled into. I was like, all right, there's some resistance. So that means when I get this thing in, we're going to be A-okay. So I'm getting, and then all of a sudden it kind of pauses for a second. I think, it's just my drill's a little weak. Battery's kind of running low. I'll slam it home real quick right here. One good push, and then all of a sudden the 4th of July blows up right 4 inches from my face. I'm talking sparks over my left shoulder, sparks over my right shoulder, and then a loud gasp from the kitchen area, which is coming from my wife.
Oh my goodness.
And then not complete darkness because it's evening. It's like late afternoon, but it's just like a lot of the things that were on before are no longer on to be.
Oh, right. Dude.
God. Talking television, HVAC, you name it, anything that was plugged into a wall was no longer operational. Accompanied by a loud pop as well. So evidently,
you know what would have been better if you took out the whole, if you took out your neighbors and everyone, that would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
For the purposes of storytelling, that would have been amazing. So obviously my own power had gone out, but as you mentioned, my first thought is, holy shit, what if I had just taken out everybody else's power? So after I realized that I very nearly electrocuted myself, I gather and I run out the door. I start knocking on the neighbor's door. They're a bunch of pothead college kids. They're obviously not home. So I run downstairs, check with the other neighbor. They're all good. They look at me like I'm a crazy man, and they say, we got power. We'll keep on trucking. So I'm relieved on that front. And then that's when I start trying to figure out, what the hell do I do now with my 10% battery on my phone and no real earthly idea what I've just done. So I called the property management folks to see if they can tell me what I need to do. They're not there. I call an electrician. He tells me that I probably just tripped the main breaker. He's trying to walk me through it, and we're getting nowhere.
What day of the week and what time of day was this again?
So this was taking place on Friday evening.
Of course. Of all nights.
Yes.
Perfect.
Right around the witching hour, where on Easter, by the way. Easter weekend. Oh, way, so, yeah.
Even better.
There's
yes.
no chance that the folks are calling out early on Friday that weekend.
I'm
talking to an electrician. He's trying to walk me through the whole thing, and he says, yeah, you probably tripped a main breaker. And then at that point, he tells me, just go downstairs, see which one is labeled as yours, and then you can flip it on and off, and if perhaps that'll be the quickest way to get your power back on. Lo and behold, my breaker is not labeled at all. So I've got to call Dominion Power to see if they can tell me which breaker is mine, and, you know. Again, COVID-19.
Is the main breaker not in your property? It's outside of your property?
I have a box in the home for the stuff. But like, there's one for the whole home, like the main breaker for the whole unit,
and that's outside.
Yes, I ran down, and there were like five of them downstairs. I didn't want to be the asshole to flip off somebody else's power just to see if mine was still working.
But you didn't see like everybody else set to on except yours, just like one that set to off.
Yeah.
I definitely saw that, but the missus was like, if you're the asshole who inadvertently turns off somebody else's power, we're never going to hear the end of it. So, again, cool my heels, calm down, say, you know, we'll wait for the call back from Dominion, because they're obviously on short staff due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
So, like, 3 hours roll by. It's fully dark now. And, we play the guessing game for a little bit, and the one that I guess was ours was in fact ours. I flip it on, flip it off, flip back on and off, and zip zero, stingy with dinero, there is no fire. So we are at this point close to like 9, 10 o'clock at night, and there's no hope for getting power or an electrician out to see us, so... We spend that night in the dark, and of course, happened to be the night temperatures dropped into the 30s, so we're huddled like a couple of assholes, and I can feel the daggers being stared at me by my wife the entire goddamn time.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Of course you do. You are just waiting for someone else to share your misery right now. So the morning comes, and the electrician guy I spoke with the night before actually gets back to me, and he's able to come out, and he comes, takes a look. He tries to flip the breaker thing again. Obviously no fire. And then he says, "Buddy," this is after he cuts a gigantic hole in my drywall. He says, "You didn't miss the stud by that much." Just kind of graze it, except what I thought was a stud was actually the main electrical cable in the entire goddamn unit.
He
said, "Buddy, it's like you hit the lottery. Like it's like a 1 in a billion chance you could have hit that of all the things that you drilled."
Which wall is this? Which wall are you guys putting it up on?
It's what should be our dining room area where our thermostat is. Like we kind of had an idea where to miss like anything that would have power. But what I thought was a stud was actually the heavy ass electrical cable that didn't flinch. Like it did. Like that's what my stud finder read as a stud. They thought cable, stud, metal, same thing. So yeah. And then when he saw the damage, he was like, there's really no way you could have known that was what you were drilling into. This ain't going to be a quick fix. You're not going to have power this weekend. So Saturday morning,
no power.
I'm thinking there's a chance. No chance. So all of Saturday, no power.
Oh my god.
All of Sunday, no power.
2 days. No one could have morning. No one could come out in 2 days.
I think I mentioned a short while ago that Easter was partially in the equation.
My goodness.
Said something about a cable not being available for purchase in the area, you know, that kind of thing. Also said he's going to need some more bodies, more man hours. So, you know, not only have I already pre-spent my stimulus check, we got a nice refurbished wall that I need to cover with a painting the size of a poster. But lo and behold, we're doing the show tonight, so
yeah,
all is well.
You have lights, you have power, you're talking to us. So.
Yeah, and I've done pull-ups every day since we've completed the project.
So the arm bar is up. Yeah.
Yes, the Ronda Rousey arm bar is complete. It's secure. No one's going to die unless the wife decides to smother me in my sleep for the pain and anguish that I put her through.
Make sure you take a picture of that and send it to me, because that is our show cover.
All right.
Or yep. Maybe the hole that you left with all the sparks and the burnt wall. Burnt
do you have
dry
a picture
wall.
Of that?
I hope you do.
Well, no, here's the thing. When I drilled the hole, it was so precise that the burn marks are just like localized, this tiny 3x8-inch hole. Like it's not really that animated. What I saw flashing across my eyes as you know, with the rest of my life, like that was the thing. If that could be like our show picture, like flames and sparks flying in your general direction, that would have been much better than the tiny little black hole that is there now.
But either way, that wall is going to be our show cover tonight. So whatever it is, make sure you send it to me.
It's so bad. I can't even describe. Well, you have to see it for yourself. Like
yes.
The guy is like, there's going to be a box that's this wide and this long, and it's going to be there forever. And I was like, is there anything we can do? He's like, hang a picture on it. And that's about it.
Is there really a box on that wall now?
Yeah, so the wall is actually the other side of our powder room downstairs. Yeah, so the beautiful striped painting
that
was in there.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Is that no longer there?
That's been replaced by a bad drywall job and a big metal plate.
Oh. Damn, son.
Of course, of all the walls, that's the one that's like decorated and wallpapered or whatever that, the striped wall.
Yes.
It's just not like a regular painted wall.
Nope. Every time I sit down and take a dump, I got to stare at that thing. And every time the wife uses the bathroom, she has to come out and stare at me for leaving that leaving that mark on our home.
Oh, Jesus. Boy.
This ain't the thing that can be covered up. Like I can't like just paint over it. Like it's the screws pop out of the wall. Like it's just.
You do understand the next time I'm at your house, that's going to be the first thing I'm going to go and check out.
Of course. I look forward to you having that natural reaction in 2021 when it's safe to come out again. Oh, God, what a horrific. Jack, whatever you're going through, I guarantee
you. Yes.
I'm so happy right now.
I'm sure. If you look at the show sheet, there's the extra L for electrical is for the L that I caught this past weekend.
That's a massive L. So, all told, what was the quote to, like, repair everything? Give a ballpark. You don't have to say it, but, you know, I just want to feel it.
It's less than $2,000.
Oh, my God.
You did pre-spend your stimulus check.
Yeah. I got a few bucks. I can go to Hooters after this, trying to drown my sorrows away. But yeah, that's a bite that we weren't quite waiting for. On top of that, there was like, I still haven't gotten the stimulus check, by the way. But I did get the bite in my ass from Uncle Sam, who took money from my account on top of the additional $1,500 that I just paid, or however much I don't know how much it is anymore. I don't. The money is inconsequential. It's just gone.
Why did they take your money? Oh, did you have to pay?
Taxes.
Oh, taxes. So you actually went through and filed your taxes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do know they gave an extension, so some people are like trying to ride the extension, but...
No, I should have done that, but no.
You just wait for the check and then the stimulus check and then pay your taxes with the stimulus check.
I should pay them with their own money, you're right.
True.
Like rounders, like KGB paid, what's his face? Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Jack knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God. Can we get out of this conversation? I can't believe I wanted to talk about this at all. Oh, God.
Well, good job. I know who
I'm
going to
finish this Luna Zool. Yeah, you know what? From henceforth, everything's being installed by professionals. I think we've gone and we've made that a firm life lesson. All my lessons are expensive, but they're worthy, and I'm sharing with the rest of you. If you want bars, don't do it yourself.
Well, I guess let me ask, how'd you end up getting the stall bars up then? Did you end up finishing the work, or did you end up getting help?
So before the power completely died, I still had a little bit of juice in my little drill. Uh-huh. So I was like, you know what? This can't get any worse.
I'm just gonna drill all the way into it.
I can see, because he's cut out the drywall, I can see where the goddamn stud is. So I'm gonna use that as a guide, and then after missing the first two times, I got it right the next two. And then I hit those studs, and goddamn it, that thing ain't coming down in a fortnight. I know that for damn sure.
Oh God.
Oh man.
What a mistake.
I mean, that's crazy. I have nothing to say.
I have the world's most expensive stall bars installed in my home.
That's funny.
And they only comprise like a quarter of the price that I paid. The actual stall bars.
Hey, Jack, so whenever you move into a new place and you need help hanging shit up, you know who to call.
I got a stud finder.
Not John.
You let me
Not
know.
Him.
I got a whole host of tools that will never be used in this home ever again. Oh, God. Oh. Well, I'm not the only one doing work. Jack's moving out, but the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are moving on up. We got some new uniforms, huh? Huh? Have you guys take a look at those in the week since?
That's not the one that you just tweeted the other... No, that was the Cleveland Browns. They got new unis. Let me see what these...
Oh, I definitely tweeted about the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah,
ones.
I saw that one yesterday. I was like... I mean, I guess that those are true, like, retro throwbacks. They just went to the origins for that one.
They just took the word Cleveland off their chest and said, here, you're done! I can't believe how many iterations of that uniform they've gone through in the last, I don't know, 10 years? Like, they're the Browns. Their logo is a helmet. That's orange. That's it. And that's supposed to be an improvement, which somehow it was, but God, like, they've gone through so many different branding changes, and it's gotten so bad that that's seen as a step in the right direction for the brand. But I don't know. But Jack, did you get a look at those things?
The Cleveland Brown ones?
Any of them? I don't know. The Bucks, the Browns. Take your pick.
The Falcons ones. I mean, they're just black. It's just like a matte finish on the helmet. I mean, they look okay. To me, I saw someone compare it to the uniforms to The Longest Yard, the remake with Adam Sandler.
Nice.
So it's like Mean Machine, Atlanta Falcons. Mean Machine, Atlanta Falcons. So,
Mean Machine.
Mean Machine.
And they had that Native American fellow just chanting that inaudibly under his breath.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's not much. I saw some. I didn't see the Tampa Bay Bucks ones though. Were those pretty good or nah?
Do you remember Keyshawn Johnson's uniform with the Bucks?
Vaguely, yes.
Yes, but then you've seen this new uniform that they've unveiled. The only difference is that I guess they have a pewter one, which pewter is a weirder gray. But yeah, it's out there. But it's fine. It's inoffensive, but it's.
It's inoffensive,
but it's one of those things where you do very little to it, and it's seen as this massive step because what they've had before was god awful. And if you've seen the one they had with Jameis Winston, there's only going up from there. But, I don't quite understand why it's all happening this year. Like we're all on lockdown, but somehow they plotted like four or five different franchises to get new uniforms. Evidently, the Chargers are up tomorrow, which is odd. Yeah, they have good uniforms already.
Powder blues.
Yeah,
with the white helmet.
Yeah,
that's one of the best.
Yeah,
that and the Buffalo Bills, the white helmet and blue uniform.
So we can agree, like white helmets are like the starting off point for having a kick ass uniform now, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
some degree for certain teams.
The old Buccaneers one, the orange one, those are dope.
The creamsicle.
Yes.
We might see a throwback of that at some point.
I'd love that.
All right. No, you know which helmet I like? I may be the only one, but remember the Redskins when they had that little faux leather helmet? I thought that was kind of cool. Am I the only one?
Which one is that?
It was the
Griffin years.
Yeah, but it was like people hated it, so they only used it once, and then you never saw it again.
Okay, mm-hmm. I don't think as many people hated it as you think. The issue that came about was that the NFL changed their helmet policies, where you had to have your helmet personally fitted to ensure that you had the proper protection with the sizing. So. The Redskins actually got two helmets, one with the faux leather helmet that you're talking about and their standard Redskins helmet. But they said, no, you got to junk the other ones because they're not set properly. So those were tossed into the dumpster, and they had to stick with the standard helmet, which looked awful with that throwback uniform. Like it was a complete departure from the look that they were going for. But they were confined by these rules with the helmets, which I think apparently are going to be waived or amended next year. So you may see that helmet return next season.
I actually really like that look because it went with that whole retro look. And, yeah. And then you never saw it again.
Yeah, I don't think that uniform got a good shake. It might have been like one or two appearances and then mm-hmm. Dunsky. But yeah, you might get your wish this year. But on top of that, I sent you guys a photo. We're talking about white helmets. Did you think we might be taking the Redskins in this direction where they might have like a white helmet kind of look? Does it look completely weird, or is this something that might actually grow on you guys?
I need to see it again. Was it? Oh, I see it.
It's in our Slack. Check it out.
Yeah, I see it. So for the...
It's definitely different. It's definitely
the
weird.
Folks on Twitch and YouTube, here it is. I can't get the right focus, but
it's pretty close.
It's pretty much that. I'm not a fan.
Damn. old leather helmet ice is coming out the gate. It's pretty strong.
I don't know. Hey,
it's the hydro skin. That's what I learned right now. It's the hydro skin helmet.
Oh,
the hydro skin.
The hydro skins helmet.
Yep.
Hydro good skins. To know. But something about it doesn't feel like it's the Redskins, you know? Like, they have the so-called burgundy and gold stripes down the middle, but that's, I don't know. To me, it doesn't feel like it's the Redskins. It's a different take. At this point, I would almost like, if they want to do something as drastic as this, just go full white and have the Redskins logo on the side. Like, don't do this. 'Cause it's like, it's not quite burgundy and it's not quite gold. I don't know.
That's a mock-up. It's not something that is true to what could actually be. Like, I'm pretty sure it's just somebody that did this with a few minutes with time to spare. So
yeah, I don't know.
But the general concept.
I've been more the fan of the burgundy helmets or the gold helmets. I think one of those two have always just had a, I don't know. It felt like the Redskins to me. Like, I've seen mock-ups of,
but
like
leather black, greater black. Than all of those.
What's that?
Leather greater than all of those.
I think the leather is like, I wouldn't say greater, but I would say it was so unique. But it was like, it was still fitting within their colors, because I think that brown faux leather still felt like the burgundy. It felt within their color scheme that it worked really well with the throwbacks. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of the normal, just like burgundy helmets, man. It's like, it just feels, Redskins. This does not. It's one of those things, like the Cleveland Browns is trying to go back to their roots and go back to what people are remember their team for. Like, this is not Redskins to me. When I see this, it's not that team, and I would just like stick to what I know. Yeah.
Jack, you agree?
I kind of dig it. It's different. It doesn't suck, but I would say it's probably on the bottom of my list. I would say if we were going to do a throwback, I would like to see the spear come back at least sometime.
Yeah.
The spear forms.
Yeah.
I mean, those are nice, but they just never bring them back.
I think I tweeted that was my favorite Redskins uniform of all time.
The spear one?
The spear with the 75th anniversary one. It had the spear on the shoulder pads, on the helmet. Like, had the darker burgundy. Like, it's my favorite jersey that I own. But definitely my favorite Redskins look. Period, because they just knocked it out of the park with that whole design.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, you had so that was your, like your top three. Like, you had two others that are in the mix, Jack.
I like the, what else do I like? I like the yellow with the R on the side, the gold one with the R on the side.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's just different. And then, just your traditional Redskins helmet, that we know and love. But yeah, those are my top three.
Gold pants with that?
Of course.
Awful. All right.
Yeah.
Very, very contrarian, very weird. There we go. Yeah, that's the Jason Campbell special right there.
Jason Campbell special.
Ooh, big winner. Well, I'm of the opinion that the Redskins just need something different, just something new, because it's kind of felt pretty stale for a while now. But, I just feel like they actually have to be good before they can actually start doing any of these things. So this is all pie in the sky garbage. But yeah, speaking of new,
before you move on, I found this render. This is hot, man.
That's
see
nice.
This? Yeah. All burgundy. Where's the focus at, man? Focus. Go.
Wait, what's that? What's the helmet on that though?
It's like a spear.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to get it to focus, but it won't focus.
It's fine. I can get with that. I can get with that. They do the all burgundy from time to time, or at least they have
all burgundy with the spear helmet. And like just really subtle like accents of the gold on and the gold on the face mask and in the gold cleats. It's hot, man. This is good. And of course
it's mad hot
on their mock-up. They're using the Sean Taylors, which is like, this is sick, man. I would love to see this.
Yeah, I would too. Anything different besides the Stanford helmet, like, you know, that I think would be a welcome addition to the fray. We got a few minutes left. Do we want to touch on? Yeah, we're actually right there. Do you want to talk about the best new iPhone to hit ever? the second generation iPhone SE.
We can.
It's like I'm pulling teeth here. Jesus Christ.
I mean, what's great about it is it's really affordable. I think that's what makes this iPhone so great. It has a lot of the specs and the processors and all the cameras and sensors and all that stuff of the iPhone 11. So you're taking one of the high-end phones, you're putting a lot of the insides, the internals into an SE. The SE that they just released is a, 4.7. Yeah, so it's like that small form factor in that iPhone 8 look. And yes, there's no Face ID, but you have your traditional Touch ID, which I wish I had this week, because when you're going around wearing face masks like this, Face ID does nothing for you. Like, it doesn't recognize
nothing.
Who you are. Yeah, and then I'm wearing gloves, so sometimes my glove doesn't register, like, my thumbprint, so I have to then take off my gloves, put in my... I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. But anyways, so the SE is cool because it has Touch ID, it has... it's your smaller form factor, so it's really comfortable holding it. It has the classic look that everyone likes. It comes in white, black, and red, I believe. And
yes,
the cameras are great. The processor is great. The battery is great. The price is phenomenal. I think it starts at $399.
Maybe cheaper if you get it on a 2-year plan.
Bingo. So overall, I think it's a great phone for anyone that's looking to upgrade and they don't want the latest and greatest and the fanciest, like the top tier of the iPhones. Dude, this is a great phone for $399. It doesn't have every bell and whistle, but it's waterproof. It has wireless charging. It has the latest software. It's great, man. It's a really good SE phone. Of course, I'm waiting for the big dog this year. It's rumored
the Roman Reigns of phones.
the iPhone 12 is supposed to be like phenomenal. It's supposed to be game changer. So that's what I'm waiting for. Game changer. Yeah, I mean, how about you? You're AJ, you're like the biggest proponent of the SE. So how did you react to this with the announcement?
Quick sidebar, because my power was out, I had to try to get as many devices charged as possible with some nefarious means. So I actually grabbed the old iPhone SE and plugged that bad boy in. Was like popping my SIM card in and out and switching it between my iPhone X and my SE. You know what? Still the gold standard, the iPhone SE.
Yeah.
Man, how do you improve on perfection? I don't know. But if they went to like the straight edge on the new one, like they had on the old SE, that's the only way they could have gone over the top. But otherwise, I this is obviously them trying to make use of remaining iPhone 8 form factor, which, by the way, they completely put the wood shampoo to the iPhone 9 idea and went straight back to SE because they knew the branding was strong.
It's good for them. You know what I'm hoping is they start ditching all these numbers. Like no more numbers. I just call it iPhone and iPhone SE
20.
And iPhone Max. So if they I get it. You know, Max is like the big size plus size iPhone. So stick with that. I'm tired of 9s, 10s, 12s. It's confusing. No more of that.
That's fair. Yeah. But you're still on board and waiting for the 12, which apparently is not supposed to be delayed at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they have time. I think situations in China is improving, so I think they're still going. They feel like they're still on track because most of the manufacturing typically happens over the summer. So at the rate that where we're at, I think they're still on track unless something totally crazy happens and throws it back. Yeah. But I mean, what I find interesting is like the SC is known for having that squared edge form factor. But I think what they're reserving that for is for the 12. So they're reintroducing that design for the big phone. So because of that, they have to flip it and put the current design on the SE so they can distinguish it in pure design that the SE looks like this and the higher end looks like that. But
yeah, they got to get their shit straight with this one going forward because I'm all kinds of confused.
Yeah, they keep doing this for fun. They flip the design. So then after they're done with the flat edge, they're going to go back to curved edges. And they're going to be like, curved edges is the next best thing. And then they're going to come back to... Yeah, that's Apple.
But perfect.
Which one you get? They're a great marketing engine, though. They'll make you want everything.
Jack, which one you going to get?
Probably the 12.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna get the Max. Probably a Pro. I'm just not a big form factor guy, but
I'll
probably get the
smaller better.
Yeah, after going to like the small sizes, is like it's way more comfortable. You like the screen is big enough. You don't need like a big 7-inch screen, you know? Like who needs a big 7-incher in your hand? Like you're fine with it. It's fine.
I've said that all along. I need 7 inches in my hand.
Whoever needs 7 inches?
Exactly. I keep telling her I keep telling everyone the same thing.
They're greedy, that's what it is.
Exactly. You don't need that extra inch, you know what I'm saying? Oh god, where are we going with this?
It still gets all the job done, man. All you need is a good 4.7 incher.
It gets the jobs done. Oh god, get us. That's where we need to get out. Can I just say real quick? I think we're over time. Do you guys want to go on, or just we can push this till next week?
We can go in a little long. We were supposed to do two shows this week, and we didn't. So,
wait, did we really gonna do two?
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna do two. Yeah, I didn't hear from you guys.
Jesus. How about we do some additional Twitch content? How about that?
How does that work? Do we end
this? We close the record.
All right.
And then we keep on keeping on for whoever else, for the Tonys of the world who may be paying attention or may not be. I don't know.
I'm down with that if you guys want to go.
Yep. That's cool.
Well, I'll just before we sign off, I want to say rest in peace to the Fink, Howard Finkel. I'd be remiss if I did bring up the Fink. He's pretty much been the WWF announcer for my childhood into my adolescence, and he passed away today at age 69. And I'm just gonna hear from like now until the end of time, like his voice saying, "And new WWF champion," like he did it when the Ultimate Warrior won WrestleMania, mm-hmm. won the title at WrestleMania. Shawn Michaels, like it's
Undertaker, it's like all the big indelible matches, man.
Yeah, it's not been the best week for WWE, and this one just kind of put me over the top. Like I don't want to get too emo about it, but. But yeah, that one kind of hit pretty hard today. But it's an awful time for everybody. But I think it's also just an opportunity for folks who forgot about what he did for the business to go back and check out all the cool things that he was able to announce over the years. So yeah, definitely a somber time. But we celebrate the life of the Fink. And I guess with that, we'll see everybody else on Twitch here in a bit. But. Do I do my sign off? You guys want my sign off or no?
Suck it.
Suck it.
That's a very WWE sign off, Jack. All right, everybody. Suck it. We'll see you next week.
All right. Later.